Hurricane Beryl barreled through the Windward Islands in the Southeast Caribbean Sea today, and it continues to sweep north and west. The Category 4 storm is the strongest on record this early in the Atlantic hurricane season. Communities across the Caribbean are bracing themselves for what meteorologists warn could be potentially catastrophic damage. Emily Green is tracking the hurricane for NPR from her base in Mexico City. Hi, Emily.
Hi there.
Okay, so where's the hurricane now, and how much damage has it caused so far?
Well, Hurricane Beryl is a Category 4 hurricane, and it made landfall in Grenada's Cay Coo Island this morning with winds that were at 150 miles per hour. And the reports that are coming out say that the damage is extreme, with entire buildings gone. Grenada's prime minister says the island has been flattened, but right now there are no reports of casualties, at least so far. It's worth noting that the Windward Islands have never experienced a hurricane this strong before. The only comparable storm was a Category 3 hurricane, and that was 20 years ago. Now, generally speaking, hurricanes weaken when they make landfall, but the fear here is that the relatively small size of the Windward Islands means the storm could not significantly weaken and could cause major damage over a wide part of the region.
Put the intensity of this storm into context for us. We said it's the strongest on record this early in the season. How does it compare to other storms?
I mean, this storm is breaking all kinds of records in terms of how early in the season it's come, how quickly it's intensified, and that's a really big one. And also its sheer strength. Meteorologists and hurricane experts say the driving force is rising ocean temperatures, which have skyrocketed over the last 2 years. And the warmer water is the source of energy for these hurricanes. Catherine Hayhoe is the chief scientist for the Nature Conservancy, and she explained it to me like this.
If you take a hairdryer to Europe and you plug it into the different current they have there, it will overheat and blow up on you. And so essentially, we have these hurricanes, which we've always had, but now they're plugged into a much greater source of energy than they used to have. And so they are intensifying faster, getting stronger, getting more dangerous.
And we are just at the very beginning of the hurricane season. Meteorologists have predicted a record number of hurricanes will sweep through the Atlantic in the coming months.
And are those warmer ocean temperatures purely a reflection of climate change?
You know, it's a mix of factors. So, of course, there is climate change and the constant buildup of heat-trapping gases. But I have been talking to meteorologists, and they say climate change just doesn't explain it all. In 2022, there was an underwater volcano eruption that fueled water temperatures. And a new environmental regulation also went into effect that prohibited ships from polluting so much. But ironically, that pollution in some ways acted as this umbrella that reflected the sun's energy back into space. And without that umbrella, more of the sun's energy is warming the ocean waters. So it's a complicated mix of factors, but what is clear is that this jump in temperatures is not normal.
And in just a couple sentences, where's the storm likely to go from here?
It's moving northwest from the Windward Islands. It looks like it will pass south of Haiti around 4 p.m. tomorrow and then skim past Jamaica around midday on Wednesday. But the direction and strength could change at any time. What's clear is that any islands in its path are preparing for the worst.
That's Emily Green reporting from Mexico City. Thank you.
Thank you.